Baruchim Habayim to another week of Parsha Insights, Parshas Boy. If you're looking inside, we'll cover a number of psukim tonight. The Shir is said Lezeche Nishmas, Uli'ili Nishmas, Rebecca Basarina, and Leon Ben Rachel. Be'ezus Hashem, their Neshama Tahiris should have a lichtige Gan Eden. Again, we're going to try to go through different insights into Parshas Boy, and Be'ezus Hashem will have a greater understanding of the Parsha. And as always, it's with the Bakasha that it will enhance our Shabbos. Share some of the Divrei Torah, all of the Divrei Torah. Let's begin towards the end of the Parsha with Makas Bechairis. You know, Makas Bechairis was certainly, for lack of a better word, while all of the 10 Makas were obviously unique, but in many ways, Makas Bechairis, if you could use the term, was the most unique. On the simplest level, it's the only one of the 10 that has a title. You don't call it Makas Dam or Makas Tzardeya. You just say the name of the Makas, Dam Tzardeya Kinim. It's only by the last one that you actually say Makas Bechairis. So obviously that in and of itself sets it apart. Why? What is it about the 10th one that it is the one that specifically has that title of Makas Bechairis and the others don't? If we can add to that, can I just trouble someone for a sitter so I could say the quote, inside any sitter will be fine. If you take a look, thank you so much. If you take a look, Shabbos morning, when we say the Halal HaGadol are the half sentences, thank you, Yashikreich, each of which end with Ki Uyaylam Chasli. We say it in the Pesuk of the Zimmer of Shabbos morning. If you take a look at that list, there it says, L'makim Mitzrayim Bivchayrehem, again, the ones that have the half psukim ending in Kiloyim Chasli, L'makim Mitzrayim Bivchayrehem, Kiloyim Chasli, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who killed all of the firstborn of the Mitzrayim, and then the next half pasuk, or the next half quote is, we then went out from Mitzrayim and were able to cross the Yam Suf. The implication of those two half-psukim being placed, their juxtaposition, it could be understood as the fact that we were able to leave Mitzrayim was because of the words immediately preceding it, Lemakim Mitzrayim Bivchayreim. Now, while of course it's true that all of the 10 Makos contributed to our leaving Mitzrayim, but seemingly from the phraseology of these words in the Hal HaGadol, we say Pesuk HaDezimmer Shabbos morning, it seems to imply that the reason, or certainly the one that's most mentioned or most notable of why we left Mitzrayim, as it says right here, L'makim Mitzrayim Bibchayrehem, and the very next words, V'yotze Yisrael Mitaychem, again implying that because the Mitzrayim, their firstborn, were killed, that is what enabled us to leave Mitzrayim. So again, you see there's obviously some uniqueness vis-a-vis these words, vis-a-vis the fact that it's the only one of the 10 that I showed you has the title of Makkah. So there are many different explanations. I'd like to share one of them to help us with a number of pshatim on the parsha. What is the uniqueness of the Bechor? The Maral and others speak about this concept. What does it mean to be a Bechor? Their Bechor was killed. But there's obviously something very unique and powerful and special to the Bechor that we know. In fact, there's another Pasuk that tells us in Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, the beginning of Shvi, Kadesh li kol Bechor. The Bechor has to be something that is Kadosh. The Parsha speaks multiple times about the firstborn. What is it? So there's one extraordinary pshat. If you take a look in the Aleph Beis is divided into units of ones, the single units. Those would be the letters in the Aleph Beis that start with Aleph, which is one, and ends with Tes, which is nine. Because the minute you get to Yud, Yud is ten, that's already starting the units of tens, which begins with Yud and ends with Tzadi, Tzadi being 90. Because once you get to Kuf, Kuf is 100, And that's the beginning of the units of hundreds. So you see in the Aleph Beis, there are units of ones, units of tens, and units of hundreds. Now, the first in any of those categories could never be something that we could represent, because the first in the world is always the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem Echad. Hashem is Alufa Shel Olam. Hashem is Aleph. Hashem is the first. It would stand to reason then that the Ribbono Shel Olam would be represented by the first in each of those categories. So in the units of ones, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Aleph. That we know, Alufa Shel Olam. So that means that if a Yid follows immediately after our Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, as Chazal tell us, Mahu Af'ata, just as he is, we are to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chanun, we are to be Chanun. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Rachum, we are to be Rachum. In other words, follow and emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. So watch this. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is represented by the Aleph, then if we were to emulate and follow immediately, we would be the Beis. The Beis follows the Aleph. Now let's move on to units of tens. In units of tens, we cannot be the Yud. The Yud is 10. Again, that being the first in the group of tens, that would be the Ribbono Shel Olam. But as I said a moment ago, we are to follow, we are to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mahu Chanun, he is Chanun, we are to be Chanun, he is Rachum, we are to be Rachum. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam is represented by the first one in the group of tens, which is the Yud, what follows immediately after the Yud? The Chaf. And finally, if we move to the group of hundreds, the unit of hundreds, once again, what's the first in the group of hundreds? The Kuf. But the Kuf is the Ribbono Shel Olam, just as the Aleph is in the units of ones, and the Yud is in the units of tens, the Kuf is. So that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if we are to follow immediately after the Ribbono Shel Olam, what is followed right after the Kuf? The Resh. Take a look at each letter in the units of ones, the units of tens, and the units of hundreds of what follows the Ribbono Shel Olam. Following the Aleph is the Beis. Following the Yud is the Chaf. And following the Kuf is the Resh. Beis, Chaf, Resh. It spells the word Bechor. And that's really the idea of a Bechor. Now, while it's true that there's only one Bechor in the family, and a Bechor is a very unique title, but Klal Yisrael all have the ability to tap into that power of Bechor, what better proof do you need than the Pasuk that says, B'ni Bechori Yisrael? Again, what does that Pasuk say? Referencing all of Klal Yisrael, B'ni Bechori Yisrael. You are all my Bechor, but I'm not a Bechor. If I went around the room, or should I say, to make sure we get in the sentence, if I asked all those in the Heichal, or all those listening now, or all those who will listen when it's sent out, how many people would actually respond that they are a Bechor? I'm not. The percentage might be very low. Yet there's a Pasuk that tells us, B'ni Bechori Yisrael, which apparently means that all of Klal Yisrael has that exalted title and appellation of Bechor, B'ni Bechori Yisrael. But if we're not literally a Bechor, then figuratively, how are you referring to us as such? I believe the answer is what we just explained. Following the Aleph Beis, if we follow and emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam in each of those areas, it's Beis for the first group, Chaf for the second, Resh for the last, spelling the word Bechor. So now there's a concept to Bechor. While literally Bechor means the firstborn, conceptually and figuratively what Bechor means is we emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. We follow the Ribbono Shel Olam. We try to be Chanun. We try to be Rachum. We try to have compassion and mercy. We try to be Avodim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Servants who faithfully realize, as we said last week, that our mission in this world is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. When one realizes that, when one lives with that concept, they are figuratively and conceptually living up to the title of Bechor. And hence they earn that great title and appellation that we said. The Pasuk says, B'ni Bechori Yisrael. And maybe that would answer two questions that we opened up with. Firstly, we asked, why is it that the only one that has a title, Makas Bechori, so you don't say Makas Da, Makas Sardeya, maybe it's to remind us Makas Bechoira is the uniqueness of the Bechor, while of course there it's a reference to the firstborn of the Mitzrayim that were killed, but it's to remind us, it's set aside. It's set aside to remind every year, no matter who you are, what background, whatever stage you are, you could earn the title, hence the uniqueness of Makas Bechoros. And maybe that's the way to read Ha'ol HaGadol. Why were we able to leave Mitzrayim? When are we able to leave such a long and funereal Golos? When you realize the power of Bechor. When you realize the Bechor within you. And I'm referring, of course, not to the literal Bechor, who's the firstborn in the family, but when a person is able to achieve that exalted status, that title, that appellation, earn that badge, I am a Bechor, and Bechor, what those letters obviously mean, Beis following the Aleph, Chof following the Yud, Reish following the Kuf, it means we follow the Ribbono Shel Olam, we emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam, we try to have the midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam. As we've said many times, the Medrash tells us at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tihiyu, and the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us we have to emulate, this based on a pshat of the original Rebbe, because the Medrash says, Kedoshim Tihiyu, and the Medrash says, Ki Kedosh Ani, that's the Pasuk, Hashem is holy. Says the Medrash, Hashem says, Yachol Kemayni, do you think that you could be holy like me? Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, Ki Kedosh Ani, I Hashem, I'm holy. We could never, ever possibly entertain the notion that we could achieve the Kedusha, the exaltedness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the original Rebbe Zechusa Yagan Aleinu in this classic Sefer Ner Yisroel. Don't read those seven words in the Medrash the way that you did. You're reading the words Yachol Kemayni as the Ribbono Shel Olam saying, Yachol Kemayni? You think you could be like me? Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, that's impossible. Ki Kadosh Ani, I Hashem am holy. And you can't achieve that level. Says the original Rebbe, what if you put different akudais under those words? Different vowels, and you don't read Yachol Kemayni as a question, bitmiya, but you read it benichusa, as a soothing statement. You know what Hashem tells every one of us every day? Yachol Kemayni. It's not a question. It's a statement. Yes. Yachol Kemayni. Yes. You could be like me. Not Talmud Leimar. Tilmad Leimar. What does Tilmad Leimar mean? Teach yourself to say every day, Ki Kadosh Ani. Ki Kadosh Ani. Ki Kadosh Ani. And if you will instill that belief within yourself, you're earning the title of Bini Bechayri Yisrael. Imagine if every day before we began our day, we wouldn't read those words of the Medrash as a question, but rather as a soothing statement. Let's say it again. Every day, Rabbeisai, before you begin your day, tell yourself, yes, yes, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yachol Kemayni, Kaviyachol, you could be like me. You could be like me. Tilmad Leimar, teach yourself to say every day these words, Ki Kadosh Ani, Ki Kadosh Ani. Remind yourself how holy you are. Remind yourself how special you are. You could be Chanun. You could be Rachum. You could be an Eved Hashem. You could be a true servant of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a soothing statement. Teach yourself to say every day these words. Yes, Kaviyachol, I could emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam and achieve that level of Kedusha. Ki Kadosh Ani. And that's really what we're learning from the idea of Bechor. Those letters, Beis Chof Reisho, being the letters that follow those that represent the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're following Hashem. We are Bechor. A Bechor, by its definition, by its essence, means I immediately follow the Ribbono Shel Olam, Nasa V'Nishma, Nasa V'Nishma, till my Vloimer, I'll remind myself to say, Ki Kadosh Ani, I am an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When one reaches that level, that got us out of Mitzrayim. Vayoytze Yisrael, we are able to leave Mitzrayim. If it worked then, Be'ezras Hashem, it could work now. To end this long and almost 2,000-year funereal galus, imagine if we would live with this mantra, B'ni Bechayri Yisrael, remembering what the letters of Bechor represent. We emulate Hashem. We have the Kedusha. We are true Avodim. Remember what the original Rebbe said. Yes, Kaviyachol, we could. If it worked to get us out of Golos, then it could certainly work now as well. That Pasuk is an interesting Pasuk. Kadesh li kol b'chor petach l'rechem, b'vnei Yisrael, b'odum u'v'abehem alihu. Literally what the Pasuk means is, the Ribbono Shel'Olam says, I want you to sanctify for me every b'chor from amongst Klal Yisrael, from Adam and Behema, from man and from animal. There's a beautiful pshat. Listen to the words again, how to understand them, I'll pidrush. Kadesh li kol b'chor, b'vnei Yisrael, b'odom uva behema. In fact, Rav Matisyahu Solomon that we spoke about last week, whom we spoke about last week, Zecher Tzadik v'kadosh livracha, speaks about this concept as well. Every day there is a bechor. Everything has a bechor. Every time has a bechor. What do we mean by everything has a bechor? The first of everything. You see, Rabbi say this pasuk says, "Bivnei Yisrael, ba'adam uva behema." When it comes to Bnei Yisrael, which is a reference to the ability to be the first, when it comes to Bnei Yisrael, the world of Machshava. Ba'adam, when it comes to the world of Zman. Behema is a reference to when it comes to the world of Maisa. So those three things, Alpi Kabbalah, could be understood the way I just told you. Bivnei Yisrael represents the world of Machshava, of thought. Adam represents the world of, some say it's Dibur, I said earlier, Zman, we'll say Dibur, the speech. And Behema represents the Maisa, the first of a action. So maybe now the Pasuk could be understood in a different way, keeping in mind that Bnei Yisrael is the world of Makshava, Adam is the world of Dibur, and Behema is the world of Maisa. Maybe the Ribbono Shel'Olam is teaching us the way to live our day. The Ribbono Shel'Olam says, Kadesh li kol bechor. We said bechor means the first of. There's a bechor in Bnei Yisrael, the first machshava you have of the day. There's a bechor in Adam, the first dibur of your day. There's a bechor in Behema, the first action of your day. And you know very well that the first of something sets the tone, it sets the pace for the rest of the day. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling you, here's how I want you to start your day. Since the first of everything sets the tone, sets the pace for the rest of the day, Kadesh li kol bechor, make kadosh, sanctify, make it special, make it holy. What should I sanctify and make holy? Kol bechor, the first of everything, the first of what? Bnei Yisrael, your first machshava, thought of the day. Ba'adam, your first word of the day. Ba'behema, your first mice of the day. Is that an extraordinary pshat? That's the way a person, now our day, hopefully we'd love the rest of the day, every word and every action, every thought to be on the auto-exalted level. But that's not always the way it is. That's not always the way it is. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying at least the very first one, at least the very first one, Kadesh li kol bechor, make holy and special and unique and exalted the first in every category. The first in Bnei Yisrael means the first machshav of your day. Ba'adam, the first word of your day. Maisa, the first, even though the rest of your day may not always be as kadosh, as exalted, as unique, as special. Number one, at least we show the Ribbono Shel Olam that we started our first, the way we genuinely want. And more than that, don't we know that if you start that way, it may very well permeate and affect how the rest of your day goes. You know, a person takes upon himself, the first hour of the day, I'm not speaking any Lashon Hara. It may very well be that there might be times during the day that unfortunately they slip and do speak Lashon Hara. But firstly, there's the extreme wonderful advantage that they began the day without Lashon Hara. And additionally, it may very well be whether they're cognizant, aware of it, subconsciously, throughout the day, they may not speak Lashon Hara. Why not? Because they were already making Kadosh the Bechor of not speaking Lashon Hara. But Baisai, isn't that the way we begin our day? As soon as we wake up in the morning, our first dibur is Moida Ani. We make Kadosh the Bechor of our dibur. The first thing that we do, we wash Netilas Yadayim, we wash Negelvasser. Our behema, our action, the first one is Kadosh. And certainly our first machshava of the day should be that we are going to start the day correctly, thinking the thoughts about what I can do, how I can daven, how I can start my day. Built into our Jewish day is the Kedusha of the Bechor of Bnei Yisrael with our Machshava, of Adam with our Moida Ani, and of Behemoth with our Netilas Yadayim. And it sets the tone for the rest of the day. That's the uniqueness of Bechor, as we said when we began the Shir, always emulating the Ribbono Shel Olam, always being an Eved, a servant that's there to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how does one accomplish that? Kadesh li kol bechor. Make Kadesh, make holy, make special and exalted kol bechor, the first of each of those three things of your day. Make your first machshav of the day Kadesh. Make your first dibur of the day Kadesh. Make your first maisa of the day Kadesh. And in that way, even if it's subconscious, a person doesn't realize, it does permeate and affect the way that their day, Be'ezras Hashem, will continue. Rabbi Yisai, are we always successful? Are we always successful? We're not always successful. We try. We try that all of our machshala should be kadosh, and all of our diburim should be kadosh, and all of our maisim should be kadosh. We try, but we're not always successful. Take a look a little bit earlier in the parsha. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, it is one of my absolute favorite pshatim. It's a beautiful pshat. If you take a look where it's speaking about, I'm sorry, Pasuk Tes, I apologize, talking about the Karban Pesach, the Pasuk says, Al toichlu mimenu na. The Karban Pesach, please look inside Yud Beis Tes, Al toichlu mimenu na. You're not allowed to eat it partially roasted, only half roasted. If one takes a look at Rashi on the words, al toichlu means you're not allowed to eat mimenu from it, no. So you're telling me the word na means only partially. Because if I translate those first four words as al toichlu mimenu, don't eat it partially ready, al toichlu means don't eat mimenu from it, no. And take a look at Rashi. Rashi indeed says, She'enet solid kol tzarkai. Rashi tells us how the word na means only partial. The word na means not complete. That's what the word na means. So Reb Moshe Meir, wife Shlita, says something so beautiful. When we bench, when we say Birchas HaMazon, when we start the third bracha, there, you got it. When we start the third bracha, we just end the Valakho, we start the fourth bracha, the third bracha, the fourth paragraph. How does that bracha begin? Rachem no. Rachem no, Rachem no. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachem no. Please have rachamim on us. Please have mercy and compassion on us. And bring the geula, even though no. Even though we may not be fully deserving, even though we're only partially ready, even though we're not completely there, as I just told you from this week's parsha, al toichlu mimenu na. Rashi says, what does the word na mean? Partial, incomplete, not fully cooked. That's what the word na means. says that Moshe Meir Weiss, maybe we beseech the Rebbe Shalom at the beginning of the third bracha of Birchas Hamazon, Rebbe Shalom, Rachem, no, Alam Cha Yisrael, Ayushalayim, on the base of Migdash, on Klal Yisrael, on every Yid, Rachem, 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 no. Please have Rachamim and mercy and compassion and bring the Gula, even though nah, even though we may not be fully deserving, even though we're not completely doing that the Kedushas with every mice and every machshav and every dibor, we're trying. We're trying at the very least to begin our day that way. We are certainly trying. We beseech the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachem, on Klal Yisrael, on Yerushalayim, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, no, even if we're not completely deserving, even if we've only been partially successful, but we're trying, please have Rachemim on us, even though it may only be no. And that's the beauty of this idea of Bechor, a person emulating the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you wonder, says the original Rebbe, can you? Not asking it as a question. Benichusa, tell yourself to say yes, ki kadoshani. And not only am I kadosh, am I special, holy, and exalted, but I will make sure that kedusha permeates. Kol bechor, the first of everything I do, the first action of the day, the first word of the day, the first thought of the day. And with all of that, we try, we still fell short, we're only partially successful, not fully deserving, we still ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachem, no. That's really the life of the Yid. If you take a look a few psukim earlier, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem literally means, it's a reference to Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, the new month, is for you, Klal Yisrael. I believe it's the Rav Shamshon Afal Hirsch who tells us something so incredible. Don't only read these words, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, as this new moon is for you, but how about if we translate it, says Rav Shamshon Afal Hirsch, HaChodesh Hazeh, this moon, Lachem, this is who Klal Yisrael is. This is the life of the Jew. Sometimes we walk out and we see in the middle of the month the most beautiful moon, a full moon, and then it diminishes. It's barely a sliver. Oh, is that what is that I see though? Now it's getting larger. It waxes and wanes. It waxes and wanes. It waxes and wanes. That's the life of the moon. It's fuller, less so, fuller, fuller. That's the way it is. That's a cycle. Says Reb Shamshon Afal Hirsch, HaChodesh Hazeh, the life cycle of the moon, Lachem, that is the Yid. That is Klal Yisrael, both individually and collectively, both as a Yachid and as a Rambam. That is who we are. Sometimes we experience moments where the moon is full, and sometimes we experience moments where it's not. Sometimes we experience those moments where we mamash bring kedusha to everything we do, and other times we experience moments of only na, partially deserving, partially successful. Don't become despondent. That is who you are, you and I, we, all of us, as individuals and collectively, as a yachad and a rabbim, a chodesh hazeh, that life of the moon, fuller and less and fuller, Lachem, it is who we are. It's the moments where we achieve the pinnacle of Kedusha and the moments where we only achieve the Na. It's the moments where the moon is full and those moments where things seem to be so dark. As the moon waxes and wanes, that's the life cycle of the Yid. And we still ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, seeing that we are trying, please have rachamim on Klal Yisrael. It is true that it's not always so easy, but let's conclude with something that's apropos to this pasuk that we've mentioned many times. Our greatest leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. There are three times we find the Vilna Gaon brings down this pshat that something was hard for Moshe Rabbeinu, kosher difficult. Rashi says the Ribbono Shel Olam showed him the object, the item, because it was kosher for Moshe Rabbeinu. What are those three things? The first one everybody usually yells out is the menorah. We know the menorah. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rashi says kosher was hard for Moshe Rabbeinu, so that menorah was shown how it was made. What's one of the other things about which it says, Rashi says, by the shkolim, by the shkolim, by the coin. Rashi says there as well, by the shekel, by the shkolim. There's actually a Tosfos that tells elsewhere, not shkolim, but shrotim. We'll go with the more well-known pshat, that of shkolim, the shekel, the machzis ha-shekel was shown to him. And the third one is, of course, the moon, ha-chodesh, 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 which is in our pasuk, our parsha chodesh, the moon. Meira v'rabbi say, those three things were difficult, and the Ribbono Shel Olam showed Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the first letter of those three things? Menayr is a mem. Shkolim is a shin. Hachodesh is a hey. Mem shin hey, spelling the name Moshe. A person's name is how they do with something that's difficult for them. The things that come easy to a person's second nature, that may not define our essence. But the thing that a person strives for, works on, even if it's not, that thing, that's our essence. Moshe is spelled Mem Shin Hei, Rashi Tevis, for those three things, Menaira, Shkolim, and HaChodesh. You want to see something extraordinary that Vilna Gaon brings down, others bring down as well? What's the last letter of those three? Shkolim, the last letter is a Mem. HaChodesh, the last letter is a Shin. Menaira, the last letter is a Hey. Once again, the last letter of those three, Mem Shin Hey, spells the name Moshe. How one does, how one tries, how one perseveres, beginning to end. That's their essence. That's their name. That's what defines them. That's what builds them. That's what molds them and makes them. Putting in the effort, trying for the Kedusha, even if sometimes it's no. Menaira, Shkolim, Achodesh, the letters beginning and end, that's your name, that's your essence, that's who we are and who we could truly become. May we be Zaycha. If you are literally the firstborn, wonderful. But may we be Zaycha conceptually and figuratively to live up to the title of Bini B'chayri Yisrael. Remember Beis Chof Reish, the Beis following the Aleph, the Chof following the Yud, the Reish following the Kuf? It means we follow and emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. But can we? Said the original Rebbe, Tilmad Loimer, tell yourself, yes, you can, ki kadoshani. You could, at the very least, kol b'chor, the first machshava, the first dibur, the first maisa, so it sets the tone and the pace for the rest of the day. Whether we realize it or whether we don't realize it, it does. We try, and we beg the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though if we're not fully successful, only partially deserving, please have rachamim on us. May we taka bizaycha to those words of rachem no, please. Our life is the life of the moon, waxing and waning, sometimes with darkness, sometimes with beautiful illumination. Our life is that of realizing our name and our essence, our mahus, comes from the things that are challenging, difficult to us, putting in the effort and the attempt and trying to persevere. In that zechus, may we merit that bracha birchas hamazon, rachem no, please have rachamim on Klal Yisrael, on Yushalayim. May we taka bizoicha to see the bias hagadol, Bimheira, Biyameinu, Amen.